Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've been to Trader Joe's, you likely have a love-hate relationship with the first leg of the trip, and that is finding parking. Your neighborhood grocery store is notoriously known for a parking lot that is a fraction of its popularity, doesn't matter what day or time you go. And that is especially true for the Trader Joe's in East Sacramento. That's the one right off Folsom Boulevard, which actually opened an overflow parking area next door earlier this year. But 6 months later, that extra lot, it suddenly closed, and people started asking why. Cap Radio reporters Gerardo Zavala and Kate Wolf did some digging into the mystery behind the gridlock, and they share a little bit of what they found.
The parking lot at the Trader Joe's on Folsom Boulevard is so bad, many people just don't engage. Sacramento resident Sue Kim parks at the Ace Hardware parking lot next door.
How do you feel about the Trader Joe's parking lot situation?
Oh, no, horrible anyways. I don't like that. Yeah, because it's kind of too tiny and too close all the time. Any time is not enough.
There are lots of spaces at Ace, but along the shared fence are signs. No Trader Joe's parking.
Do you feel guilty at all if you park at Ace and you don't have any?
Of course, yes. I feel security. That's why I'm going to buy something, you know, when I buy to some Ace or something else. Ace, I'm really sorry to the Ace.
Kim is not the only one. Many people park at Ace and walk over to the store. But earlier this year, there was a Trader Joe's sanctioned reprieve. A new parking lot opened. It was the lot for the old Burr's ice cream store on the other side of Trader Joe's. 29 extra spaces. It was open for 6 glorious months. And then, at the end of summer, it closed. Cap Radio Communities reporter Gerardo Zavala was in the lot when chains went up at the entrance and exit.
I was grocery shopping and I did notice it was kind of empty. And then when I came out, the chains were up and I was a little freaking out, as well as a couple other customers.
A Trader Joe's employee helped him leave, but then the lot stayed closed.
It does matter that I can come here and find a parking spot. And I can't bike here, so that's not really an option for me.
Now, when the original lot fills, people park across the street and run across 2 busy lanes of traffic. Or they circle the block, waiting. When Gerardo asked Trader Joe's employees what happened to the extra lot, he got nothing. Just rumors that the owners didn't like Trader Joe's, that the property had been sold.
I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to figure out, you know, why we can't use this empty parking lot. Is it the property owner who, you know, doesn't want to rent this out because they have plans for something else? Is it Trader Joe's not wanting to pay what they say was an expensive lease? And we can't really get access to that information because no one at Trader Joe's knows, and no one who I've talked to when I've called wants to talk about it.
No one at the store would speak on the record about the lot. When Gerardo called headquarters, he talked with a spokeswoman named Nakia Rohde. She directed him to a podcast, but she also said parking is determined by the size of the property. Square footage equals a certain number of parking spaces.
Yeah, the parking lot is typically determined by the property.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Okay, I don't have anything else beyond the details in the podcast.
Gotcha. So you want, okay, I'll listen to the podcast.
This is a good topic for another ICYMI edition of Inside Trader Joe's.
The podcast is about 5 minutes and explains why the lots are so small.
It's based on the size of the store. So you mentioned how small our stores are relative to other grocers. Well, that's true, and that can have an effect on the number of parking spaces allocated.
The argument could be made, hey, Trader Joe's, just make your stores bigger. But that kind of changes who we are. We have small stores, so they come with small parking lots. If we had bigger stores, sure, we'd have bigger parking lots, but we'd feel like a different store.
Gerardo checked with the city. Trader Joe's taking over that parking lot didn't violate some maximum allowed spaces. Gerardo and I then sleuthed online for the owner of the lot. We found it belonged to an LLC, 4900 Folsom Holdings. On Bizpedia, the principal contact was a man named Michael Diepenbrock. So we sent him an email.
Okay, Gerardo, we're here in the panic room at the Cap Radio studio. It's the day after we went out to Trader Joe's. What'd we hear back?
Right. The first email we sent was to Michael Diepenbrock, and we asked him if they had canceled the lease with Trader Joe's or what exactly was true, because we had been hearing, you know, both that
all those rumors
Trader Joe's did or they did. And he set the record straight. He said that Trader Joe's actually canceled the lease with them, much to their disappointment.
Much to their disappointment.
We asked Diepenbrock about the rumor. Was it because they'd raised their rent? He texted back, no, nothing had been changed about the amount they would have to pay. How much was that? We asked.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Michael, this is Gerardo with Cap Radio. Just calling regarding the Trader Joe's parking lot.
Diepenbrock did text back, but wouldn't provide any more information. So we had our answer. Trader Joe's had a 6-month lease on the lot, and then they didn't want to renew it. It's on them. We tried to confirm with Trader Joe's that this was how it went down. Their spokeswoman didn't answer one way or another. She just said they no longer had access to the lot. Gerardo and I debriefed.
I guess, like, how do you feel having gotten this non-answer from Trader Joe's? Big sigh, big long sigh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just maybe taking some responsibility for the congestion that it creates. I know it's not an exclusive issue to this one location, although I think it is the worst issue in terms of the local, you know, Trader Joe's. It definitely does cause some issues for people who are also not coming to Trader Joe's, people who are just driving down Folsom Boulevard. And I think they deserve to know, you know, why is there nothing being done, whether it's from the city, the business itself, or any other business in the area that has parking available.
For now, that's all we have. It's all we Sacramento. If there's any accountability, it's in the podcast.
So hats off to our crew for taking good care of the parking lots at your neighborhood Trader Joe's, collecting carts and keeping things moving. And thanks to you for taking up the challenge to find that spot when you do your shopping.
So much about Trader Joe's is mysterious. The low cost, where it all comes from, who Joe is. It seems their parking decisions in Sacramento will remain a mystery, too.
And Gerardo and Kate join us now on Insight with more about their investigation. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
Okay, so I'm from LA. I live up the street from the original Trader Joe's. I also am around the corner from the second location. I've been going my whole life. Parking, of course, is always a frustration. Never did I think to do a story on it, though, let alone an investigation. So, Gerardo, how did the idea for this come about?
I do have to give credit to Claire Morgan, my editor. She's the one who came with the idea, and I just so happen to have that connection of, you know, I was stuck in the lot when they were putting up the chains. I also would have never thought of it, but, you know, the more we talked about it, the more it seemed like a good idea. There's a lot of discussion online. If you look at Sacramento's Reddit on Trader Joe's, it seems to pop up pretty often. So I think that was kind of why.
How did this grow from a one-person operation to a two-person operation?
I think that I am just nosy, and this was just the kind of low-stakes investigation I felt like people would care about that I cared about. And, you know, as a reporter, you trust your gut when you're kind of like, oh, what's up with that? Why was there a parking lot and then it was taken away from us? You know, sometimes you just don't get these mysteries solved, and I thought, if Gerardo's looking into this mystery, let me be a part of it and have fun with it.
Did you either of you expect that it would not be too difficult or kind of maybe easy to find people willing to talk about the difficulty of finding parking?
Yeah, finding people I thought would be easy just because so many people do complain about it. It was finding, you know, the right people to talk to from Trader Joe's and from the ownership of the lot that we thought would be hard, and, you know, it was hard.
Yeah. When you were talking to customers about this, and also just people, you know, lots of people go to Trader Joe's. How did they react when they heard that you had not one, but two reporters who were looking into this situation?
I think that it's definitely silly. And, you know, but also people knew what we were talking about and they wanted to know. You know, one Trader Joe's employee that we spoke to said it was the number one question at the register for a while. And it's just the breeding ground for rumors. So, you know, we heard things from the people who worked at Ace. We heard things from, you know, the folks just on the street who weren't even shopping at Trader Joe's. They're like, oh, I think that's because, you know, they raised the rent. And so,
Yeah, so people did think it was silly, and we know it's silly, but sometimes you got to look into the silly stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and it, aside from the frustration or the inconvenience, there are other consequences or impacts as well. I just went to Trader Joe's, and you could see the line of cars on Folsom Boulevard, especially during rush hour at like 5 o'clock in the evening, or you see people trying to crisscross between the traffic, and you'd mentioned Ace Hardware, which is the business next door. There's a shopping plaza that also people park there. They're not supposed to. There's a sign that says, do not park it for Trader Joe's, but you know, it happens anyways. So Gerardo, when you're actually there and you were doing this reporting, what did you learn about the issues that the lack of parking creates outside of just, you know, it being an annoyance?
Yeah. So of course, congestion is an issue, as you mentioned. I spoke to another person who wasn't in the broadcast, but they told me a story of how one time they came with their partner and she had to get out and do the entire shopping while he just did laps around, you know, and eventually gave up on finding parking. And, you know, I think that's a common occurrence. And some alternative ways to kind of get to Trader Joe's safely, if anyone's interested, you know, biking is an option, but I would recommend taking M Street, which is a popular route for Sac State students. The thing is, you still can't take more than a basket's worth unless you have, you know, more than one basket. And you kind of run into the same issue with public transportation. Unless you invest in one of those foldable shopping utility carts, you're not going to be able to take much.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Kate, what does that say about the city's infrastructure? Because Sacramento wants to become a bikeable and walkable city.
I think Sacramento is really car reliant, right? Because of the hot weather, because of the infrastructure. But, you know, we can make it into a more bikeable and walkable city. City leaders have said that they want to, with kind of the general plan and looking forward to 2040, and with plans to plant more trees in the area, right? All of this is trying to incentivize more, more walking and biking. And I want to mention that I spoke to people who said, we don't want parking lots. We're glad that Trader Joe's has a small footprint, right? Let's incentivize people to do more biking and walking. And that's super fair. And so I think we're in a little bit of a limbo phase where all of our infrastructure is really car reliant, or a lot of it is. And yet we want to become more of this, you know, more public transit oriented and have more options for people. And so I think it just requires some imagination of how can we make this better for people and more flexible for people.
Oh, well, Gerardo and Kate, thank you so much for the deep dive in an issue that I think a lot of people are interested in.
Definitely. Thank you, Vicky.
Present company included, myself too. Gerardo Zavala and Kate Wolf are Cap Radio reporters, and they did a little digging into the mystery of a common frustration for people who like to go to Trader Joe's, parking, and why it's so difficult, especially at one location in East Sacramento off Folsom Boulevard. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashin and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We will catch you right back here on Monday.